It's also great to have Callum Mills, and we're going to get him up very shortly because they are getting ready, the Swans, to take on Hawthorn this Friday night at the SCG. Friday night footy, of course, it's the second game of the round because tomorrow night we've got a game in Geelong as the Cats get ready to take on the Power. So Friday night footy is the second game of the round. We'll be for the next couple of weeks with Thursday night footy taking its chance on the stage. But it is a big game for the Swans because, as we discussed before the break with Taylor Adams, they have found their groove big time. And one of the reasons has been the return to form of some of their leaders through the middle of the ground. And Josh Kennedy's one of those. Dan Hannabury's certainly one of those.
Parker.
Luke Parker is another one as part of the engine room for the Swans to get things rolling. But it's also the developing players who are standing up. Isaac Heaney's back from his glandular fever having an impact. And Callum Mills is one of the brightest young stars in the competition. And he's playing super footy as well. He joins us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Callum.
Good morning, guys. How you going?
We're going really well, mate. Appreciate your time. You found your groove. Took a while for the Swannies to find their groove, but it's happened for 3 weeks in a row now. How much confidence have you gained from what's happened in the last month of footy?
Yeah, it's been really good, I guess. Just putting consistent performances together. I think we know what we can do, and over the last 3 weeks we've been able to do that.
When you come from a team like Sydney that have been so consistent for so long, and you get the first 6 weeks and the performances and the results, more importantly, that come with that, how often did you scratch your head and say, what the hell's going on here?
Yeah, I guess you have to ask that question for 6 weeks, and that's what we did. And ultimately, it's just about putting in hard work, and we've slowly gotten that.
Was there a moment or something that happened to unlock this form, Callum? We spoke to Isaac Heaney a couple of weeks ago, and he said exactly what you said, that you kept asking each other what the hell was going on, and finally it's turned around. Is there anything you can identify?
No, not really. I think it's just, as I said before, it's getting back to what we do well and the basics, and hard work get you out of those little holes. And we're not out of it. I think we've won 3 games. You can't be complacent with that. And but we understand what's got us back onto the winning list, and that's hard work.
Does it feel like you're playing footy again in 2016 with what you've been able to do over the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, I think the feeling is back amongst the group, and we've definitely got a belief that when we play that way that we can match up with anyone. And I think we sort of proved that a little bit last week against St Kilda, which are a really good team and have been in form.
The club hasn't missed finals under John Longmire. Was there a sense of that being part of this and the pride of being that team that was going to be the first to miss finals? Is that kind of played into it?
No, I can't really say that we've been thinking about that. It's more been about a week-by-week situation, really, and wanting to stop the losses. That's the main thing, really, because that's not what we're about, and we're about winning ultimately, and that's how successful football clubs are made upon, is that winning culture.
Yeah, it's your second year with the club, the rising star last year, the grand final performance. What was that feeling going into this season? Has this been a jolt for you? You know, some people talk about that second year blues for you on a personal level. Have you felt any of that happen, or is that not really come into it?
Not really. I definitely haven't tried to think about it myself. I've just tried to do what I do, and still wanting to improve all the time. And I think if you have that sort of mindset, hopefully that sort of stuff doesn't happen.
Hey, Callum, where's this Nick Newman fella come from? I mean, his last couple of weeks of footy have been phenomenal. I think the game against North Melbourne, he had 35. Last week he had 30 again. Well, he's kicking goals. He's doing everything. Where do you find these blokes?
Just ask Kenny Beats and he finds them out of nowhere. So, he's a really good player and has been for a while, and he's finally got his opportunity, and he's making the most of it.
Is there something about the opportunity in Sydney for these guys, though? I mean, Nick was at Frankston. He's a mature-age player. You found a few of those through the journey, and particularly halfback flank-type players. Is there something about the way that you're taught or the opportunity at Sydney that presents for that style of player?
No, not really. I think it's just the luck of how we've recruited in that department. I can't really say too much about it, but Nick's a quality player, and we've got a lot of quality halfbacks on our list, which puts a lot of pressure and really ramps up the competitiveness of the spot, which is great.
You've got an opportunity to get four in a row this week against Hawthorn on Friday night, and it's obviously one of the big talking points of the year that you've got, you two teams have struggled a bit after last year's amazing game up in Sydney when Cyril kicked the goal. How far off your best are you? You talked about how you're starting to feel like the Sydney of old. How far off your best are you?
Oh, look, you can always improve, and we're all always looking to go to that next level. So your best is really determined with how good you can get. So we're not going to really put a seal on it, and hopefully we can just keep improving each week, and that's the aim.
Well, you got the Hawks on Friday night to do that, to continue the momentum. It is important because it's Indigenous round, and of course, with the history that your club has of recent times with Michael O'Loughlin and Adam Goods and the impact they've had on not only on your footy club but on the game, I imagine there's a fair bit build up to this in respect to that.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's a great round to acknowledge all the Indigenous players and that have come before us and we play with now, and I know that Bud's super excited for the game, and Sean Edwards is playing a massive role in it as well. So we're really looking forward to it, especially being a home game, and it should be exciting, and we can't wait.
I've got a feeling the Bud might be ready for a big night out against his old boys on Friday night. Callum, we appreciate your time. Good luck. We'll look forward to seeing how it all unfolds Friday night.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having
me. Callum Mills from the Sydney Swans getting ready for the big game Friday night against the Hawks at the SCG. The Goods O'Loughlin medal will be presented to the player judged best of field in the game. Last year, the player will be playing, or the winner of last year's medal will be playing, but just for the opposition, Tom Mitchell.
Who played very well that night.
Who might get 51 and still sneak out of the votes this week. You just never know.
Yeah.
He's built for the SCG, Tom Mitchell, isn't he?
He is.
The way he plays.
It's interesting with Callum then, who... you might not have gauged from that particular interview, but he's very outspoken inside the Sydney footy team.
Is that right?
Very, very direct and very much prepared to say what needs to be said, even though he's only a very young player.
I wasn't aware of that.
No. He's.
I could take that from that interview. I could take that he's very straight down the line and we'll give it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there was a story that it was after his first couple of games, might have even been in the pre-season, and someone did something out on the field that wasn't appropriate, and I'm talking about might have been just been turning the ball over or not going first option, whatever it is. He just turned to the player and said, "We don't do that, Sydney." And he'd been there 5 minutes, but it was like, that's right, okay, right, yep. But then he backs it up with actions. I mean, he plays like a 200 game player.
Yeah, he does. Though,
okay, yeah, he's won the Rising Star, and we know he's a good young player, but they think he's going to be the next captain of Sydney, or captain at some point.
Well, it's what they've done so well, isn't it, Sydney? Introducing those young players into their culture, what it means, the Bloods, and obviously he's really taken it on board.
And I think that's the thing, isn't it? It's the responsibility of good teams to impart that knowledge and wisdom onto the next generation, and that's how you keep a culture going, whether it be the Shinboner spirit at North Melbourne, what the Bloods culture at Sydney, and obviously Hawthorn and Geelong in recent times. It's about the responsibility of what that means to the next generation.
Mm-hmm. It's an interesting round of footy coming up, kicking off tomorrow night, of course, with Geelong and Port Adelaide, but that game will be fascinating to watch. As I said, I reckon the Bud might just have some sort of night out against his old mates, the Hawks, on a Friday night. At